imagine if you can a place where the summer never ends.
Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this broadcast to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But dear Heavenly Father, I thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, willingly to die for us, to give us His life so that we can have eternal or everlasting life. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. What a blessing to be in the days before the Lord in His presence, that we are alive today. Excuse me. But I thank God for Jesus, for all that He is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But most of all, thank God that we are alive today. Some people did not make it in. Praise God. Some people didn't live to see this beautiful day that the Lord has created. But I truly thank God for all that He is to us today. I thank God for His mercy and the truth that He's given to us through His holy word. And I thank God for Jesus for giving us that opportunity. But most of all, I truly thank God for His Son, Jesus Christ, that gave us the world. Praise God, He gave us Himself. He gave us Himself that we can live and not die. But I thank God for Jesus. And most of all, I want to say to all the mothers who are alive today, I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And some of you who lost a mom, most like me, myself, I lost my mother in 2024. But most of all, I truly thank God for what she had did for me. She had brought me into this world, trained me to know and how to survive. And most of all, I love my mom. And I know she's in a good place with the Lord. And I thank God for Jesus for her. So ladies, mothers who are around the world, thank God. I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day. Some countries celebrate mothers in a different day, a different month. But most of all, I just want to take this opportunity just to say Happy Mother's Day to those who are mothers, praise God, and those who lost your mom, praise God. We got a father who loves us. And know that your mother, praise God, is in the arms of Jesus. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But I'm going into the book of Luke, thank God, the 12th chapter. And I'm going to read, praise God. And I thank God, the 32nd verse. And you know what? In the time we are living in, people are concerned about how they're going to survive in the economy. People lost their job. Some people were laid off their job. Some have health issues. Praise God. Some are having children situation, marriage, praise God. But you know one thing about it. What would Jesus do? Praise God. And that used to be popular, the acronym. What would Jesus do? WWJD. What would Jesus do? And I thank God for Jesus is a great example. Praise God. We could go to our pastor, we could go to our priest, we could go to anybody, but it's not very good when you can come to Jesus yourself, praise God, to have that talk with Him. When you're on your knees praying, praise God, and I thank God, and let me back myself up, praise God. It's nothing wrong that you go to your pastor, your priest, or whoever you confide in. But it's like having a one-on-one with the Lord by yourself, in your shut-in, in your closet, in your prayer room, or wherever you pray at. Some people pray in the car. Some people pray when they're in the bathroom or wherever you are. You have that relationship with the Father. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And that's being there on that one-on-one communion with the Lord. Praise God. And that's when Jesus don't tell nobody about what you're going through. And when you leave your prayer, praise God, request before the Father, He don't reveal it to somebody else. But one thing about it, the Lord is the answer. And that's the reason I say, what will Jesus do with our situation? Praise God. And I know that the time that we are in is very crucial. Praise God. But one thing about it, Jesus is the answer. And that's all I'm going to say is, Jesus is the answer. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And Luke, the 12th chapter, say, and thank God. Then Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or what about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor to spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass or the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will He clothe you, you of a little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. See, the Lord was letting us know, I know what you need. And I don't care, I don't satisfy your wants, but I know what you need. So those of us, and I myself, I'm encouraged by reading this, that God will supply our needs as long as we trust in Him. God never fails. God never lies. God always, always make a provision for His people. So those who are concerned about how am I going to pay my bills, how am I going to survive, how am I going to take care of my children, how are we going to, I need doctor care, I need medicine, and I don't know how I'm going to survive. I pray God that they don't cut off Social Security or whatever. But one thing about it, rest assured, Jesus is the answer. I'm just read what Luke, the 12th chapter, what the Lord said, what He's going to do for His people. He let us know. He gave us a comparison and how He took care of the raven, how they do. If we are more than a raven, and we are more than the field of the flowers of the field, praise God. I want to say this. God cares about us. God cares about us because He created us into His own image. All we got to do is trust in Him. We should never throw in the towel. Don't let the enemy put doubt in your spirit that God's not going to do anything. God always make provision for his people. God not going to do it right away, because God works on a prophetic clock. But God will promise you that he will take care of you as long as we trust in him. We got to learn to trust the Holy Spirit, because God is merciful. God is good. God will see us through this as long as we trust in him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's not faint along the way. Don't get weary. As the word of God says, he'll put the wings, the eagle wings on us as long as we wait and trust him. He will see us through. God will provide. And I thank God for Jesus. And when I read this, I said, this is an encouragement to me and to those who have ears to hear what the Lord is saying to us today. And I thank God for Jesus. And like the Lord said, consider how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor, well dressed like one of these, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you? How much more will he will provide for you? Yes, he know you need a job. He already got a door open. One door closed, God got a door open. Yes, he know you need food to place on your table for your family. God will send an angel to bring food to your door. Yes, God see that you need medicine. Your body got to be healed. Guess what the word of God said? Praise God in Isaiah. With his stripes, he will bring healing upon you. Jesus bear the stripes on his body so that you can be healed, totally healed. So if God could do that through his son Jesus Christ to bring restoration upon you, bring healing into your home, bring a blessing into your home, restore your marriage, bring restoration on your children, what more can God could give you? So I thank God that he will provide transportation to see that you get to where you need to go. But one thing about it, rest assured, and I keep on saying, rest assured, the Lord is on our side. What can the enemy do to us? Praise God. As long as we trust in God, don't throw in the towel. Hold the faith. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If you say you believe in Jesus, if you say you love the Lord, don't give up the hope. Hold on to the promise. As the Lord said in Mark 11 chapter, have faith in God. So let's trust God every step of the way. Let's lean on him more and more and more. Let us believe in his word. God, ask the Lord to guide us, our steps, and the lamp upon our feet, so that we won't walk in darkness, but in the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, may the mercy of God be upon every one of you. And again, happy Mother's Day. God bless.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
Anyone who's familiar with the New Testament will recognize the names of the ancient cities of Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinth, and Ephesus. They were very influential cities in their day, and Paul the Apostle established churches in these cities that continue to flourish in his absence. But what's happened to them since then? Are they abandoned ruins, or do people still live there? Well, stay with us as we hear the answer to these questions and more.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you?